أنا
موقف.
هاي
Hello.
هاي هي hasn't come on yet.
No, ma'am, he hasn't.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will begin with the Lashem Yehud, followed by our pasuk we're studying in section 23. It's pasuk 215 from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar and from Parasha Lech Lecha. L'shem Yehud Kudcha Barichu Ishkite Bithilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavate V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Ko Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Laihino Amadunai Lohino Aleinu Masei Adena Kananei Aleinu Masei Adena Kananehu. We all dakiti me hair me mizrach sedek yifraehu the raglo me hair me mizrach da Abraham sedek yifraehu the raglo da hu rakia tata adikalho. Rakin Beit Aved Yam Yiten Lefanav Goim Man Aihu Rakia Tata Ad Amaran Da Aved Nufim Viapel Shanan Uvaishtatapach Naviva Amar Vivai Natata Liere Umsham I Atsmitam. The translation. On this subject it is written, who, the Hebrew word me, raised up one from the east, whom righteousness met wherever he set his foot. Who raised up one from the east refers to Abraham. Abraham roused up the supernal firmament, which is called me, to bring the Chachma down to the lowest firmament, which is called Yam, Yud Mem. Whom righteousness met wherever he set his foot refers to the lowest of all seven set firmaments, which has become a sea. Of the verse, gave the nations before him, he asks, what is meant by before him? And he says, this is the lowest firmament, as we have said, that takes revenge and overthrows the enemies. David was proud of this and praised it by saying, you have also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. My commentary. This pasuk is describing the cleansing of the negative system by human activity, revealing righteousness in the physical world. This is my opinion. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Tony will pick it up, so. Okay. It's the other phone, but it rings in here, too.
We live in a very technical world.
Okay. Did you want to say something, Michael, first?
Are we still talking about absolute, or are we talking about the Malkut of Zeranpin? Because you mentioned Abraham, Hesed. So, in which firmament are we speaking of?
Excellent question. And the answer is yes.
So both.
I took it to mean that because of Abraham and his journeys that he caused the Sephiroth to move, and that Bina, who is me, brought Hakma down to Malkut, and Malkut also is kingdom, and so there was the mention of David because of that, and it was a positive thing because David answered with, "You've given me the necks of my enemies." So what you said, I don't think I would have put it in the words of the negative system, but that's really what it is, too. He drew down the shackle. This is what he did.
Well, let's kind of go through it.
Okay.
Sentence by sentence, or maybe a little bit faster, but just on this subject. It's not telling us what the subject is, except it's perhaps the subject from the previous pasuk. It is written, who, and that is always relating to Bina, because letters are Mem-Yud. Who raised up one from the east, whom righteousness met wherever he set his foot? And now it's explaining it. Who raised up one from the east refers to Abraham, because Abraham came from the east. But Chesed doesn't come from the east. Tiferet comes from the east. Or Tiferet connects to the east. So you're clearly talking about the physical world being raised up to Bina. Now, the physical world we sometimes refer to as Malchut, and sometimes we refer to it as the physical world. But the whole process of the Shefa, which Hana mentioned, you draw the Shefa down to the physical world, but you really don't draw Shefa down to the physical world. What happens is you raise Malchut, the physical world, up to Bina, where it receives the Shefa, where it receives the light, and then it comes back down to its location within the Tree of Life. So who raised up one from the east refers to Abraham, and Abraham roused up the supernal firmament, which is called me, which is Bina, to bring the Chachma down to the lowest firmament, which is called Yam, Yud Mem, meaning we've transformed the two letters into a different direction. But we understand Abraham, by walking the land, was raising up the wherever he stepped in the land. He was connecting that aspect of the land to its spiritual root in the world that is coming, which is called Bina. Now, continuing, whom righteousness met wherever he set his foot. Now, righteousness is Malchut, and it refers to the lowest of all the seven firmaments, which is understood. Malchut is the lowest, which has become a sea, meaning all of the chesedim and the givurot flow into Malchut, which becomes a sea being fed by all the rivers, referring to the Shefa. So the first part of the verse is describing Malchut rising to Bina, and then the second part is talking about the return, where it brings down all of the Shefa, the goodness of Hashem, the light of Hashem, the light of wisdom. What is meant by before him? Let's go back because I didn't get there. It refers to the lowest of all the seven firmaments, which has become a sea. We discussed that. Of the verse, gave the nations before him. He asks, what is meant by before him? And he says, this is the lowest firmament, Malchut, as we have said, that takes revenge and overthrows the enemies. These are the nations that are before Zion, before Israel. And that's why it's quoting King David. David was proud of his actions and praised Malchut by saying, you have also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. Now remember the concept. What is the concept of a neck? It's a narrow place. You have given me the narrowness to help destroy my enemies. Now it's clear as mud, correct?
No, I thought you did a wonderful job. I think my answer was maybe a tenth of it.
Your answer was correct, and Malka's question was correct. And Malka's answer was correct. It just wasn't complete. Because you have to look at each aspect of what the verse is saying. And we realize that it's talking about different aspects, different levels. And you have to put them together. And Malka's question was very accurate. And yes, Malka, it is talking about Bina and Malchut of Atzilut. But it's using the word Abraham to describe what we've studied before. It's using Abraham in this case as the actions that he took of walking around the land. Every step he took, if you'll remember the study we had a while ago, every action that Abraham took, every step he took, he was connecting the physicality to the spirituality.
Mm-hmm. That was why I used the word journeys.
Yes. Malka, you're not speaking.
Oh, I'm still pondering.
That's fine. Just let us know you're pondering and let us know if you want to ponder more with questions or just contemplate.
How does Malkut in the physical world, in the action where action takes place on a physical human being level, we have to go through Yesod, right, for us to elevate the righteous acts, unrighteous acts, right? To connect to the firmament above Malkut or Malkut.
Correct.
So it's all about, in the physical world, our physical world, it's all about actions, either negative or positive, to make the firmament elevate the sparks, either or, right side, left side, or center, come together in the Tiferet. So it's like, you know, people, I guess I used, and I'm one of those in the past, that didn't realize how much our actions actually move the firmament in any direction. And I realized. And it's really profound, you know, when you really stop and think about that and understand how the firmaments work, per se, if that's a good word. I don't know if that is the correct word to say. It's really simple, you know. I mean, it's getting, let's just say it's getting clearer for me as time goes on.
Baruch Hashem.
So, I mean, these are...
There's a whole section in the Ten Luminous Emanations, which is what the Ten Luminous Emanations is, the writings of Rabbi Ashlag, who took the writings of the Ari, which is the book known as the Etz Chaim, the Tree of Life. In the Tree of Life, the order of the processes is confused. And Rabbi Ashlag rearranged it to be a very more logical approach. It's not completely logical, but it's a more logical approach. And one of the sections that studied in the Ten Luminous Emanations is the idea of a tree. A tree grows a fruit. Within the fruit is a seed. So that is, the seed within the fruit is Malchut of Malchut. But when the fruit falls off the tree, it's no longer Malchut of Malchut. It's Keter of Malchut. The Keter is in a new generation. The seed and the fruit will eventually, if it's fortunate enough, will become a new tree, another generation.
Mm-hmm.
But on a practical level, if the fruit falls off the tree and falls into a furrow, it still will not grow if it's still in the fruit. The seed has to be removed from the fruit to become a new tree. Because Malchut has no energy of its own. It has nothing to give to the seed to germinate, to grow. And what the Ari and then Rabbi Ashlag explains is that you must elevate Malchut, the seed, back to the Keter to regain the energy of the Keter of the next generation of tree. Now, what is the way that happens is when you take the seed out of the fruit, you move it through the air, which is the central column, where it effectively connects back to the Keter and receives it, all of its root energy again. And that's how it can grow the next generation. And it has to be placed in the ground because it can't become the next generation when it's observed. It has to be concealed. It can't be revealed until it's ready, which is when the branch or the trunk pushes out of the ground. And that's like 50 hours of study in the 10 luminous emanations. To give you an idea of how much is there, how much detail and how much true wisdom is there, there are 16 sections in the 10 luminous emanations. Rabbi Berg taught a little over 600 hours on the first four sections.
Wow.
And the fifth section, he said, this section, which I mentioned yesterday, Mati Velo Mati, the fifth section separates the men from the boys. And as those were his words. Very few students of Kabbalah can understand that fifth section properly. And if you can't, you remain a student of Kabbalah, and if you can, you become a true Kabbalist.
Oh. You know, but it also makes me realize how dark our world really is. You know, I go from one extreme to the other, but we really do live in a very dark world. But we don't have to stay in darkness. I understand that. But, and also, I guess the Malkuth and the firmament and Yesay Yesod, the Malkuth and Yesod, it does receive light from Bina, the firmaments that we're speaking of. And again, we're only speaking of the, they do have light. But the Malkuth that we live in as humans in this physical world, we're blue. You know, we don't have, we don't receive the light until we do something, you know.
We have to, correct. In our world, we have to make an action.
Right.
We have to take a step. We have to open our eyes.
Right.
We have to share to someone.
Right.
And if that action is a negative action, it still is revealing light. But it's like it will become chaos for us, God forbid.
Right.
Remember what chaos is. Chaos is cleansing. Chaos is going down in order so you can go up.
Right.
Chaos is a blessing. I prefer not to have the blessing. I prefer to have the blessing the way I want it. But once we recognize chaos as a blessing, we never have the issue. We don't care whether whether the action is positive or negative, because we realize there is no negative. The negative is positivity waiting to manifest, waiting for our actions to create the cleansing. We're out of time.
Okay.
Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
We'll have the class at 9 o'clock
okay.
In your time zone. Take care.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.